This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Recent Washington Post ABC News poll found that 52% of voters believe that all that Democrats currently stand for is just being against Trump. 37% say
yes.
That your party stands for something.
Yes.
Do you think that your party is currently making the same mistakes Hillary Clinton might have made during the campaign, thinking that just going after Donald Trump is... Go ahead.
I'm not going to point any specific fingers. We're all to blame. But what you said, that 52% of Americans don't know what we stand for, that changes today. We came here to Berryville. It was a place that Donald Trump carried. We discussed some things that will make people's lives better, lowering the cost of prescription drugs, training people for 10 million jobs that are now not being filled because people are out of the workforce, breaking up and these big monopolies, not letting them merge because they have such power over people. They raise prices and don't care about the quality of their goods. And we're going to be rolling out other things in the next few months that will fill this agenda out. I think it's an agenda that will appeal to the American worker. It'll appeal across the board. You know, people say, are you going for the Trump voter who was a blue-collar worker in the Midwest or the old Obama coalition? What we're talking about appeals to all, both. You don't have to choose.
Well, here we are. Is this the New Deal 21st Century Democrats? And, it seems to me, Scott, that they decided to follow Bernie's lead here. I guess they've gotten so lost in the woods, they finally have come to some sort of awakening. And I think the first step is positive, that they realize that they themselves are the mistake. And for Chuck Schumer to make this announcement, what is that going to do? Is the Democratic Party ready to line up against that admission? You know, they said this was going to be the day that they rebranded themselves. I guess they're going to do some sort of apology tour to the middle class, the way they've abandoned them, and see what they can do to recapture, their former base.
Does that mean they actually care about the middle class worker, or do they care about the union?
No.
There's a big difference there.
Well, and I think that the Democratic base has been... they've had enough of this stuff. I mean, they've seen themselves, their hats getting handed to them. They're really not making any headway. All they're doing is obstructing. What can they look back at? Even with the New Deal Democrats, they could kind of say, hey, this is what we did. What can they say now? I mean, they're on the brink of four incredible, useless years of just obstructionism.
When over half the people of that poll, 50, like they said in the thing, it's a Washington Post poll. Man, 52% say, they're just against Trump.
Yes.
If you're a political party, you should probably look at that and say, hey, we're in trouble here, guys.
Well, really bad when you think about their control of the media, right? They've controlled all the media, all the ink. Liberals have reigned continuously. And with the messaging, at some point you call the question and say, okay, what do we stand for? And the people say, well, you just stand for interference. It's much the same thing that the Republicans had to deal with when they were only known for not liking Barack Obama, right?
Well, yeah. When people hear no, if all they hear is no, they associate negative things with the person that constantly says no.
Right.
It's one of those things. Don't just say no. Let's see if we can figure something else out.
Yeah, where's the ideas? Huh?
Yeah, throw an idea out. Let's, it's like when somebody says, well, are you hungry? Yeah, I'm hungry. Well, what do you want to eat? Well, I don't care. Well, then we're going here. Well, I don't want that. Oh, okay. Well, then we're going here. Well, I don't want that. Oh, well. if you're not giving me an idea, you can't. Obviously you care if you're telling me what you don't want. Well,
right.
Tell me what you want.
Exactly. Well, it's, you know, hey, it's politics here in this 21st century America, which means you need to stay engaged and involved if we're going to get this country back on track. I'm Bill Martinez. We're looking at 5 minutes after.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Democrats say they finally get it. They know why they lost the last election, and it was not actually because of Russian saboteurs. As Senator Chuck Schumer put it today in the New York Times op-ed, they lost because they failed to articulate an economic message that the middle class cared about. Now, to underscore that point, Schumer and House Leader Nancy Pelosi held their noses and ventured out into rural Clark County, Virginia today, a place they'd probably never been, but a place that voted for Trump by almost 20 points in November. While there, they unveiled a plan they are calling a better deal. It's basically the kind of soft economic populism that, in fact, Trump ran on in the fall and pretty successfully. Things like lowering prescription drug prices, more attention to blue-collar jobs, an infrastructure plan for rural America. Interestingly, so far at least, there is not a single word about, I don't know, global warming, transgender bathrooms, bombing Moscow. It doesn't look very crazy, actually, and it might work if Democrats really meant it. But do they? Well, actually, we can check that. We have the tape. Here's what leading Democrats have been talking about in public over just the past 24 hours.
The president is clearly worried that Bob Mueller is going to be looking into allegations, for example, that the Russians may have laundered money through the Trump Organization.
There's a cloud of illegitimacy that's hanging over the White House as a result of the possibility that there was improper or illegal collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia.
This drip, drip, drip of information, these revelations, are doing exactly what I've already predicted, and that is it's going to lead right to impeachment.
Right to impeachment. We're going to have a lot more on Maxine Waters later in the show, but wait a second. Where's the part about raising middle-class wages or rebuilding rural America? If that is such a priority for Democrats, why haven't they mentioned any of it in, I don't know, the last year? Today's supposed to be the launch of this new economic message, but flip on any of the other news channels, most of which are reliable barometers of what's important to Democrats. Do you hear anybody talking about the heroin crisis in New Hampshire or the lack of good-paying work in downstate Illinois? No, you don't. That's because they're talking instead about what they're always talking about. Trump's immoral, Vladimir Putin stole the election. That's the message, and for the foreseeable future, it will remain the message.
Well, you know, can they get out of their own way? Well, you know, knowing the Democrats, Scott, they know how to toe the party line. That's something you can hand to them. And they probably just all didn't get the white paper. And, this is day one of the better deal agenda, right?
Well, yeah, they do toe the party line very well. But it also, I mean, it's what led to the Affordable Care Act. It's why the Affordable Care Act it was set up to fail. It's also why, you know, the other side, where you have, what is it, three different groups that kind of have different ideas on how this all should work.
Yeah.
And you know, I'll be honest with you, I don't want people to toe a line. I want people to come up with the best idea, the best way to handle a situation.
Well, it was interesting. You know, we've been talking about, relevant to the Health Care Act, the current one that the Republicans are dealing with, is saying, look, tell me what you like that's good. And President Trump yesterday outlined some of the good things about what's being proposed here and kind of chided the Democrats, saying they're quick to make negative statements about it, but they're not even aware. So that's a fair statement, but it's like, wow, it's about time we started hearing about, you know, some of the positive things that you're presenting instead of all the negative and everybody's bifurcated ideas. You know, let's lay out some positives. Let's give the people some hope that, you know, you're doing your job. We're making some headway, and we got a couple things, you know, more to talk about. It was interesting too, with this progressive, New Deal, presentation by Chuck Schumer et al., is that, you know, the single-payer idea came out of the bag. I mean, there is no bars hold. I mean, we said, you know, all along that Obamacare was a stepping stone to single-payer. That's what they had set up these landmines. I mean, it's much the same thing that the Democrats did in this transition to the Trump administration was all these landmines. Now, dare I say, did Hillary Clinton, you know, they wouldn't have been landmines for her. They'd have been, you know, like some sort of positive pop-up that would have come up in the administration, and she would have made the most of it. But for Donald Trump, I mean, it's like you got all these hidden landmines that were left by the previous administration, as you said yesterday and reminded everybody, in lieu of taking all the T's off the keyboard, you know, like they did before with all the W's, they just decided, well, we'll just, you know, play nice, look like we're all getting along and kumbaya this and that. And meanwhile, you know, we've got Jack in the Boxes getting ready to spring all over, you know, the deep state.
Yeah, which still amazes me that that's not a bigger deal to people. It really is one of the things that separates us from a lot of places. You know, a democracy with a peaceful transition of power. And for stuff like this to deliberately, I'll say how I feel, sabotage it. To deliberately sabotage the next administration is so against what I feel.
Well, how dare they, Scott? I mean, this is our money. We're paying for this. We're paying for this roadshow. Are you kidding me? We need to get this country back on track. We got people suffering because they don't have jobs. We get the, you know, let's get these regulations off the necks of Main Street America. And, Chuck Schumer and company can talk about $15 an hour jobs all they want and all these other things. But, you know, where have you been, you know, for the last eight years? And do you really understand the consequences? Because we're already dealing with some empirical evidence where, you know, some of the states have unilaterally said, hey, we're a $15 minimum wage state. OK, well, how do you like me now? You know, what's going on? I mean, this is the era of, artificial intelligence, robotics coming in play. Is it going to exacerbate more of this non-human activity and jobs as a result of this movement? And the indicators are that, in fact, it will.
Well,
and it is.
Minneapolis just said that they're $15 minimum wage. So we'll see how that works for them. I have a real feeling that it's going to be... here, one of the things that's different here than most places is that you have to pay servers and bartenders minimum wage. You can't pay them less because they'll make tips. So,
don't make tips?
Well, they do make. Well, everybody tips them.
Okay, sure.
So
right,
they
okay.
still make tips.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But you're still getting that $15.
Yes.
Well, you have, you know, for things like the Twins, the Timberwolves, and the Vikings who have their stadiums there, obviously they can't do anything about that. They're just going to have to adjust to that.
Right.
But for places like the bars and restaurants that are downtown, they don't have to stay there. They could just pull out and go over to St. Paul, which St. Paul said, no, we're not going to do a $15 minimum wage.
Right.
I don't think that's going to work. I just... There's just certain jobs that nobody's going to want to pay that amount of money for. And there's, a server shouldn't be making more than the owner of a bar.
Right. Well, who's going to make more? You know, who's going to pay for it? You see, the consumer's going to pay for it, and then it's like, okay, are you $5 more an hour worth it in your place. Now, the other thing that they're not talking about is the unintended consequences, that this could force an underground labor force even more so, where you're going to have people say, look, I just need a job. And they go, well, it's $15. No, well, I mean, hey, I'll work on a project. I'll get, you know, we'll figure out something and in order to make this work. So get ready for some more of that activity. The conversation continues. Ryan Morrow coming up next. We're going to take a look at, the threats. The threats abounding, lest we forget something outside of the United States.
Well, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like us, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, because it is that important. For too long, we were controlled by opinion. And dare I say, that still has too much of a place. This is why the dawning of fake news has come upon us. So it is up to us, we the people, to be more discerning and keep asking questions. This is why we have Ryan Morrow on with us. Ryan is a national security analyst, Shulman Fellow at the Clarion Project, a nonprofit organization that educates the public about the threat of Islamic extremism and provides a platform for voices of moderation and tolerance within the Muslim community. As a professor of Homeland Security, Counterterrorism, and Political Science. Ryan, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you back. Ryan, I was reading something the other day, and I don't know how I missed this about you, because I've tried to stay on top of you, not as close as the NSA, so to speak, but I was surprised to read that in the documents that were confiscated, by SEAL Team 6 when they had captured, killed Osama bin Laden, that he had some notes on you. Your name was part of this. I mean, well, how did this make you feel?
Cool.
Yeah.
basically what happened was that, he had the speaker information for the intelligence summit, which was like the most prestigious intelligence conference in the U.S. at the time. And I was one of the speakers there. I might have been speaking twice that year. And so he had my speaker's bio there. And so the question is, why, out of everything in the world, was Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda so interested in this conference that I was speaking at? And the reason, I think, is because a section of the conference was called the Secular Islam Summit, and it was basically a gathering of moderate Muslims and former Muslims that all came together to promote human rights and call for like a universal declaration of human rights within the Muslim world. And apparently they found that to be of enough concern to them that Osama bin Laden had to read the material.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that still is the situation today, where you have moderate Muslims, and if you want to say a bit secular as well. I'm sure when they hear secular aligned with, their faith, this was quite shocking, maybe like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction, right?
Right. Now, most of the participants were former Muslims, but there was a good representation of moderate Muslims by secular Islam. What they were referring to was the separation of mosque and state, which is, of course, a concept foreign to the history of Islam and Islam as it's seen by bin Laden and the major authorities. So it was a move for really big change, and Al Jazeera and the Arab and Muslim media outlets all showed up to cover this, often in a biased way, but they still covered it. And I don't know if something like that had ever received such coverage in the Muslim world before.
What is your assessment today with that, Ryan? I mean, we have a lot more Muslims representing a moderate Islam and, trying to get America, to maybe not, hold such a strong prejudice in light of all, these terrorist attacks that have been perpetrated by radical Islamists.
Well, you have different schools of thought. You have some people that will study the Quran, the Surah, the Hadith, that, and will say, oh, well, this is all a fake Islam. It's not compatible with the example of Prophet Muhammad. Therefore, these are all fakers. And that camp includes non-Muslims that study the faith and then Muslims that take that historical, literal interpretation. But then if you talk to people in the Middle East, you talk to Muslims, especially in the West, you find many that have a more elastic, more liberal version. And obviously there's a way to do that, even if it's not by the letter, every single letter of the holy book and the holy text, because so many Muslims do that. And the reason that happens is because they are peaceful people inherently, not ready to leave their faith or was taught to them a particular way, and they say, okay, well, I know God has to be good, so I'm going to take the problematic areas of my faith and cut them out or reinterpret them in a modern fashion.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that is the challenge, because meanwhile, the West is looking at this radicalism, and it would seem to be maybe, I want to say, pausing a bit to take a breath, maybe, waiting to exhale. Although here in the West, we still, you know, hear Muslims will say, look at the rule of law, Sharia, and America better get over it, because Sharia is coming, you know, to the to this country.
Yeah, so the Islamists, those that view their faith as a political doctrine, which has been the historical practice of it, they say, well, it's inevitable that America and the entire world will fall under Sharia law. So we're not only supposed to pursue it as possible within what is productive as opposed to counterproductive, but we know eventually we will be victorious, even if it starts in the Middle East and has to spread to Europe and then elsewhere. And they believe that as essentially being the promise of God, that you're going to be victorious.
Yeah,
and it sounds crazy to most of us, but that is considered an inevitability in most of the Muslim world.
Well, yeah, and I can, I understand it, that that's their belief. Christians believe their, you know, their tenets and, you know, but meanwhile, you know, you've got a situation here, particularly in the United States, where you have freedom of religion. I mean, many Muslims, practicing Muslims, say they're more free practicing their religion here in the United States as opposed to, you know, their home countries.
Yeah, and the reason that's such good defense for us, well, there's a few different levels. The first being in terms of the ideological battle between Western civilization and the Islamist ideology. The fact that Muslims, despite the fire-breathing propaganda of interest groups, that Muslims are well off, actually, in the U.S., and that's the truth, is that you hear about the hate crimes, but you don't hear about how many don't happen. And so our ideology being attractive and being so good to everyone, including Muslims, is really the light that keeps any type of moderate Muslim movement going, because there's a contrast. Say, okay, well, we can either go in the direction of the West, where we can have freedom of religion and everyone, including Muslims, is doing well, or you go in the direction of Islamism and theocracy that doesn't have much to show for it. The second element where that is a good defense of us in terms of our freedom of religion, how powerful that is in defending our security, is the fact that there are many radical Muslims who say that we condemn Al-Qaeda because they go too far, and as bad as America is, they haven't yet reached the point where you can carry out jihad on their homeland and start killing Americans. And so those people aren't moderate, but they're also not being activated. Why aren't they being activated? Because America truly is that great, and we truly do treat our minorities well.
Exactly. Well, and you know, and they have a choice to make, and they probably figure, okay, God's not ready to make that move yet, so we'll just hunker down, make the most of it. You know, we're living a lie, and we're covered by it because our religion accommodates, you know, lying to justify, you know, the end game. No problem here. And, you know, meanwhile, this is what the West is aware of. We're aware of some of these patterns. And we're going, okay, are you really a friend or a foe? What gives here?
Yeah, things would be a lot easier if the world was delineated into Al-Qaeda and ISIS types on one hand, and then the United States and its allies on the other. It's that gray area where the battle's going to be won and where the future of the world is going to be decided. And that gray area is very complicated with a lot of nuance. So to use the example before, there are a lot of people who you would consider to be moderate because they condemn Al-Qaeda and ISIS, but then you find out they support Hamas.
Exactly.
Or you find out that they're promoting anti-American ideas, even if they're not necessarily violent, and trying to separate those out is what's difficult, because if you go in too Western of a liberal direction with who you promote, it may not capture the attention of the Muslim world, but then if you sacrifice your values, then you're just assisting another form of evil that's a little bit more subtle and probably more skilled at undermining American interests.
Well, we've got more from Ryan Morrow. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. The National Security Analyst Shulman Fellow at the Clarion Project. I'm Bill Martinez. We're live.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816, 800-540-8816, 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
You are the end of dreams. You are the song of dreams. You are the war that I can win. This is my white flag in the wind. Every word you speak is the air I'm breathing.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. A conversation with Ryan Morrow continues. Ryan, of course, professor of Homeland Security, Counterterrorism, Political Science. Ryan, before we get into, this U.S. group that's connected to terrorists in Kashmir, what's the update on al-Baghdadi? I mean, you know, we're hearing, you know, different reports. Russia says they took him out. Others saying, oh, no, an over-exaggeration. What's your read on that?
Most people think he's alive now because they would assume that if he was killed, ISIS would want to immediately respond to that and craft the narrative. You wouldn't want that information leaking out and then having the American media celebrate, and then that's all you're hearing. You'd want to immediately portray him as some type of martyr and glorify his death. But we also know from Mullah Omar and the Taliban terrorist group, and sometimes they do cover up death for a very long time.
Right.
And ISIS has on some occasions waited weeks to announce someone's death. But most people think he's alive. But we're going to get him. And
yeah.
I'm very confident that, unlike bin Laden, I don't see where he could go. So we're going to get him. But the problem is for ISIS, and the good news for us is that I don't see anyone that can really fill his shoes.
Exactly. Well, and this is the thing right now when you consider where they are. They just lost Mosul, and they're being pushed out of the area here. And their theory, you know, their Blues Brother theory that they're on a mission from God is starting to fall apart a little bit. And you take al-Baghdadi out of the picture, this is an even bigger hit and may tell ISIS it's time to, live another day, back off and regroup. And, because they keep moving forward here, especially with this chief executive officer that we have in the United States now, who is just not messing around and has empowered the military to make ground-level decisions on rules of engagement. It's a different ballgame altogether now.
It is. ISIS was getting beaten up pretty bad under Obama. Now it's increasing under General Mattis as Secretary of Defense. You've seen sharp increases in the number of airstrikes and things like that. So civilian casualties are going up, but you're seeing more ISIS being killed, and that's really what's necessary. So ISIS is going to lose its capital, Raqqa, to U.S.-backed rebels within the next few months, and then that'll be it. That'll be the last major town that they hold of ideological significance, and then after that, it's basically a cleanup operation, which there'll still be a lot of bloodshed because you have the people that have nowhere else to go, and they're going to do a last stand along the Iraqi-Syrian border. Mm-hmm. But I don't see how they recover from that. But even if you defeat ISIS, the problem is that the remnants are going to go somewhere, and they're going to go probably to Al-Qaeda's branch in Syria, which is now the largest affiliate Al-Qaeda has ever had, with an army of up to 20,000 people, I'm seeing some estimates. And that's the army. That's not including the supporters that Al-Qaeda has there.
Exactly.
And they're getting smarter by learning from their mistakes and learning from ISIS's mistakes. And then in Iraq, you still have a network of Iranian-backed militias that when you talk to Iraqis, you talk to Kurds, you talk to Christians, they say that's the next round in Iraq. Mm-hmm. So we've got some major problems right around the corner.
Ryan, you made a statement about how aggressive Barack Obama, President Obama, was toward ISIS. And there are some perceptions that he was a bit soft, but nobody used drones like he did. It would seem is that he wanted to avoid the boots on the ground and conducting warfare that approximates anything like Mattis is conducting right now.
Right. I mean, the Obama administration made a lot of bad mistakes in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Syria. But when it comes down to it, if you look at where ISIS was, and ISIS did rise on his watch, so President Obama is responsible for that. Mm. But if you look at when he left office, ISIS was in much weaker shape. And that's because when he was finally forced to respond, because of the threat of genocide and terrorism on American soil, which would have forced any president to ban, he did respond and Al-Qaeda was losing. And the drone strike has been very successful. The drone strike campaign, very successful in Afghanistan and Pakistan. And you can always say, well, that there's this flaw, there's this mistake. But I think it's important to give positive reinforcement when our leaders are doing something that we agree with and to appreciate the difficulty of those decisions that we agree with instead of just focusing on what they're not doing.
Well, no doubt the success that we're having now, it's been a little bit of a hand in glove, and probably that was one of the more positive handoffs from the Obama administration to the Trump administration, don't you think?
I think so. When it comes to Al-Qaeda and the drone strike campaign, I think President Obama, by any standard, exceeded expectations. When it comes to ISIS, they still rose up on his watch. Even though the blitz across Iraq was something that I don't think anyone saw and could have prepared for, when you first started seeing the flickers of the darkness coming back into Iraq, that was covered by the media. When Fallujah fell and what was like a terrorist flag was put over it, and people were saying, a lot of Americans died to take that. And how come we haven't gone in and stopped it from falling back in the hands of terrorists? That was before ISIS came in and created the caliphate.
Yes, exactly.
There were things we could have stamped out to prevent or at least limit that from happening I think most people in that position would have said, We need drone strikes. We need to come to the Iraqis' aid. This is bad news. But President Obama felt that the more we intervene in these type of things, the more blowback there is, and that's what causes terrorism, and I think that way of thinking is flawed.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Ryan, tell us about this U.S. group that is being reportedly connected to terrorists in the Kashmir.
Sure. Well, this group, Jamaat al-Fukra, also known as Muslims of America, and the reason they go by the name Muslims of America is because what does it sound like when you criticize them? It sounds like you're attacking all Muslims.
Right.
Or boom. But they have a network of Islamic villages like Islamburg across the United States. And although sometimes there are exaggerated news reports about what they're doing and the threat that they pose, I study the group very intensely. And what really concerns me is that if you actually read their literature, which most people don't do, you see sympathy being expressed for this specific jihadist group in Kashmir that's backed by the Pakistani government.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a vicious group. And the Muslims of America group is basically calling on their Islamic villages to provide support and get other Muslims to support their jihad against India in Kashmir. But their jihad against India is just a precursor to the jihad against the United States. They're connected to all sorts of al-Qaeda-type groups. And this type of subtle support usually indicates that something bigger is going on behind the scenes, because you usually don't broadcast your support for a jihadist group openly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So you have a network in the U.S. that's connected to this group that most people haven't heard of, Hizbul Mujahideen, but is very, very important in terms of the circle of Pakistani jihadist groups. And this doesn't get any attention because the media doesn't understand the issue, and everyone's convinced that Islamburg and these villages are just the martyrs that we've been waiting for. And you're a bigot if you criticize them.
Exactly. Well, in your reporting, this is the largest militant force in Kashmir. I mean, this is significant. I mean, how are we missing this?
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. The reason you're missing it is because everyone is focused on Syria, Libya, and Iraq as being the ground zeros of the jihad right now. There's usually some place when jihad is really strong, some place that's pulling in people. It's like a gravitational force, and that's what the exciting jihadists are saying. We need to go fight there. That's the spot. But now you're having many more. You're having it happen in the Philippines, where online jihadists are extremely excited about that, seeing that as basically the new Syria.
Exactly.
But more broadly, Kashmir could be it, too. And that's what this group is trying to make happen.
Well, as you said earlier, it's fighting to create a theocratic Islamic state and caliphate. So here we are. We're exchanging one territory for another, aren't we?
Yes. If we keep focusing just on specific areas instead of the ideology broadly,
Continue
to happen.
Well, we got to leave it right there. Ryan Morrow, National Security Analyst, a Shulman Fellow at the Clarion Project. Ryan, as always, appreciate the insight, buddy. Thank you. Be safe.
Thank you.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you. Why not, ladies and gentlemen? Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Time for the good news, girl. Yes, the one and only, Samantha Danielle Mao. It's always good to have her with us to talk about all these viral videos that have taken off. You can go to Sam's Corner at Bill Martinez Live and catch up. So if there's any that you miss, or hey, you just want to have a fun time, you can go back, and they're all located right there at BillMartinezLive.com. Kind of like looking at a high school annual, Sam. You know, when you feel a little bit down, you think maybe you're less than. You read the high school annual and your senior year, and I don't know. The tradition is that most people put some very positive things about you during your high school annual. Didn't you find that to be the case, or is it different now?
No, I found that definitely to be the case. I love reading through my, you had like little poems or little, you get compliments that maybe people weren't brave enough to say in person. It's
exactly.
Kind of like it's the time that you make it a point to tell people what you think of them in a positive way. Right. I definitely. Makes me want to go back and look at my annuals after I hang up with you.
Exactly. Well, you go, you read some of this stuff and you go, for 4 years we hung around, I ran into you and you never said this. I mean, we could have been friends or even closer friends. And now you say this kind of stuff to me. It's like, okay, well, what is it? You just don't want me to think, later on as I go to college or later on in life that you weren't, as big a bozo as I thought you were or something or what, But it's always fun. I appreciate people's sentiment. I didn't know if things changed. I haven't seen an annual in so long. But back in my era, and it seems like in yours as well, people wanted to say nice things about their classmates.
I hope it's still the same way. It's been a little while since I was in high school. I think it's been about 13 years. So 13 or 14. Oh my goodness, I don't even want to think of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're a married woman now. I mean, you're still a newlywed, Hey, when is the official cutoff of newlywed-dom? Is it a year or 5 years or just as long as you want to be it?
I say just as long as you want to be.
Okay, yeah, girl, that's a good answer. I think so. That's the way I feel too. Why not? Who needs tradition and that sort of thing? And the first year, and you guys did something for the top of the cake, right? You did something different. You were able to get another. Kind of a fresher version as opposed to doing the traditional freeze the top of the cake and eat it a year later and go, oh, my gosh,
That's right. The lady who did our cake actually did a replica of the top of our cake. You know how usually people will freeze it. Part of the deal with us is we got an identical replica of the top of our cake that we got to share on our one-year anniversary. So,
so that was
really cool because we didn't really get to eat that much of our cake that night because, you know, you're so busy at your wedding.
Well, everybody's grabbing you. They grab, come over here, take a picture here. Oh, do this.
Your
Aunt Grace just flew in from Kansas, you know, with Toto and everybody, you know. So it's like, oh, my goodness. You know, it's like, how do you get a chance to enjoy the food or anything like that? You just make the most of trying to be gracious and meet with everybody. And
that's the fun part is seeing everybody that you love, you know, having all those people, your friends and family love that you love come in from everywhere.
Yeah, to celebrate this incredible moment with you two. Real special times. Hey, let's talk about our first viral video. We got a four-year-old cries happy tears. Read this. Tell us about this one.
You know, speaking of weddings, this weekend, Josh and Emily Newville are both Marines who are stationed at Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst in Burlington County, New Jersey, and they got married. And they've been together 2 years. And, you know, during that time, Emily had really gotten to know Josh's son. And so during the wedding ceremony, she decided to exchange vows with his son as well.
Oh,
and
wow.
The reason this video is going viral is because his son just starts sobbing and hugging her. And, you know, you can see the whole audience starting to tear up and cry. And he's just so happy for this woman to come into his life and become his mom. You know, to see a little boy get so emotional about having a new stepmom is just, absolutely touching. And she said, I may not give you life, but you've given my life purpose.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, she said, I know sometimes we'll butt heads. We may not always get along, but I hope you know that I'm proud of you and I love you and I always wanted the best for you. And, you know, I think that's the most that parents can hope for when you have, a stepchild and step parent relationship. You know, a lot of people may not think it's the same thing, but for someone to come in and love your child as much as you do, I would think that's a dream come true. And
well, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the groom had to go, great choice. I mean, this reaffirms his choice to have someone who comes alongside like this because, well, I mean, it's tough being a parent. But, boy, you know, you step in that position as a stepmom or a stepfather, wow.
Right.
I mean, it is most difficult because, as I've maintained just from my perspective, is that, you know, There is something uniquely special about that child that only the birth parents understand. And, and for a stepmom to, you know, come in and be engrafted, there are, you know, like she even said that there's going to be times they butt heads. Yeah, she's exactly right. There's going to be times they do that. But here she is, kind of putting out a manifesto saying, hey, what's going to rule the day in our relationship is that I love you. Wow, very cool.
Absolutely.
I love
yes.
that. That's awesome. Well, congratulations on the newlyweds and the four-year-old. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you're crying alongside this kid. I mean, because, you know, and I think that's what we all hunger for is acceptance. And what the mom did for that that four-year-old boy and also what she did for the dad, because this had to just endear him all the more. I mean, you want to do something, you want to endear yourself to me? You do something nice for one of my kids, and, you know, I'll love you forever. I mean, you know, that's just it's just the way it is, you know, the way we go. This next story is about a senior couple's engagement photos are proof that it's never too late to find love. This is cute. I love this story.
If you could see the picture. I wish I could show pictures over the radio, but
But this is why you go. This is why you go to Sam's Corner because the picture's there.
I know.
Right?
This is why you go to Sam's Corner. Okay, so the couple is Murphy Wilson and Lucinda Myers, and you know they're an older couple and they're getting married, and they both have very different stories. But when they're telling their stories, they tell about how God kind of led both of them to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And Murphy had been married for 40 years, and his wife passed away a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he said, God led my wife to me the first time. I just think she'll lead her to me again. This was back in 2013 that she passed away.
Mm.
And, you know, so he wouldn't even speak to anybody at church. They actually went to church together for 3 years before they ever got to interact. And then and then his wife-to-be actually had been divorced for 30 years. And she
oh, wow.
just kind of you know, she just thought, if God wants me to get married again, he will. And when they got together, they just can't keep their hands off each other. And a photographer.
Hey, Janice, you're in church.
Snell,
behave yourself.
Okay. I know. Well, this photographer, Janice Snell, she decided to take these pictures of them because they were all over each other. And they just, you know, like, not in an inappropriate way, but just in a loving, sweet kind of way. And they have these engagement photos that you don't typically see people take, you know, when they're like, you know, it's something you haven't thought about, but maybe when people are getting married for the second time, they're not taking engagement photos the second way. And these are just, if you could see the smiles on these lovebirds.
Oh, yeah, from ear to ear. I mean, you can tell this is really special. I love the sign. She said yes. And, you know, so cool, but very, very touching. What a neat story. You know, again, we're reminded it's never too late, as you say. Brooklyn Company employs more than 100 blind workers. Tell us about that.
So this is Alpha Point. It's a 106-year-old company. It's a manufacturing company up in New York. They do product assembly and warehousing and product fulfillment for, you know, city and state agencies. Mm-hmm. And they have 130 blind employees, or legally blind employees, and they have 100 sighted employees. And, you know, whenever, like, one of the employees was talking about working there, he says, they trained me just like they would train anybody else. And, you know, 70% of the blind population in America is unemployed. But, you know, that's just because a lot of employers may not think that they have the ability to do the job, because they imagine, what would it be like for me if I couldn't see? Because
exactly.
You haven't, you know, adapted, you know, you, like, if I went blind today, I certainly wouldn't be able to read Braille or get around the same way that somebody who has been blind their whole life would be able to do. And not only does this company employ people there, but they also have a marketing outbound call agency where they get blind employees hired at other companies. So it's a really great cause. And
yeah, without a doubt.
I think you know, it's interesting. They said that blind people actually are less likely to have a sick day and, you know, and have less turnover rate than the general population. So, and, you know, businesses get like a $21 tax credit for hiring them and giving them the chance. And I think that everybody wants to feel valued and important. And,
without a doubt.
You know, I've gotten the opportunity to work with people who are blind, and it's definitely true that they have just as much to contribute, if not more than anybody else. They have a great perspective. So.
Well, excellent. Well, we got time for one more story here. Let's talk about this teen who lost everything in a fire. This is unimaginable. He spends his last $40 on the firefighters.
Don't you just love that? You know,
yeah, I love this thing.
Is the mother to 15-year-old son Kenneth, and this is down in Alabama. And when he showed up at 1 o'clock in the morning, he saw that his house is burning down. And, you know, at that moment, he took a chance to think of not only himself, but the firefighters. He saw their cooler was empty, so he went to a gas station and got $40 worth of water and brought it back to the firefighters. And that $40 had been for his anniversary with his girlfriend, and he ended up coming back around, and that money that he spent was given back to him tenfold. And he got a limo ride a trip to a restaurant with his girlfriend after all in new clothes. So, you know, when you give, you get back in return tenfold. And it was a beautiful,
well,
a beautiful
great story.
What a great gift.
Well, these stories and others that we didn't get a chance to get to today are at Sam's Corner, like I said, at BillMartinezLive.com. Samantha Mills Mao, I'm Bill Martinez Live, the Good News Girl. Thank you, Sam.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.